This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to the Almost Famous Podcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Ashley.
And we are so excited to have you joining us today. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you. We have to jump right into it. We're 3 weeks away from The Bachelorette. Ashley, scale 1 to 10. How excited are you?
I don't get excited until the season starts. I don't really, like, I don't anticipate it.
Really?
Why? No.
You don't miss it?
Is that bad?
No. There is nothing wrong with any opinion that you have towards The Bachelor or Bachelorette, actually. But I'm interested on why you don't miss it. I mean, your life literally goes from 0 to 100 once The Bachelorette starts, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, Ben, maybe that's why.
Yeah, perfect. That's a good point. Tell everybody, like, what exactly do you get involved in once the show starts?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I have obviously this recap. Then I have my Cosmopolitan recap. I have my FabFitFun recap. And then I have my Access Hollywood recap. And that is on the live morning show and their Facebook. They're digital.
What's the best recap, Ashley?
Oh, they're all children to me. I can't pick a favorite.
That's very
But of course I love doing it. It's just, yeah, it's a lot of different ways of analyzing the show that I have to come up with to make each one a little bit different and special in its own way.
Interesting. Well, hey, I got some big news when it comes to Becca's season. I've gotten a little inside scoop. So far, what I hear is Becca is an incredible bachelorette, not for any other reason other than she is very attentive, very caring, loving. She's obviously beautiful. But I guess from everything I understand, they hit a home run when it came to finding Becca as the bachelorette.
I love that.
What do you think?
I mean,
that's awesome.
I think so. I think she's probably going to just relish in the role. I don't see her complaining about it being too tiring or anything like that. I feel like she's going to be like the least diva-like bachelorette.
You're right. I mean, so that was kind of the insight I got. Was that, you know, she's so tired, like, being the bachelorette is so tiring. We've talked about this a few weeks ago. She doesn't complain. And I can't wait to explain more about this. I've just met up with somebody who was asked to go home from her season recently.
I wonder who it was.
Yeah. And all they had to say was incredible things about Becca, that she was literally like their dream girl, and not in a weird, like, oh, I missed her kind of way, just like, man, that girl's special. And so I'm pumped for this season. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I think Becca is going to blow this season out of the water. How lucky is the Bachelor franchise, though? I mean, we've talked about it before, but they haven't had a bad, quote-unquote, bachelorette maybe ever?
No. I mean, kill it.
Why? Why is that? Think about that. We can think back on guys and name a thousand and you know, we're 0-5 in the last 5 years. So, like, what about girls? What makes them different?
I have to go back to that. Like, they don't have the subtle desire in the back of their head to maybe play around a little bit after. I don't think the bachelorette ever goes, oh, but you know what? If I'm the bachelorette and it doesn't work out on the show, then I'm going to have the world at my fingertips as far as the available men that come to me. I think guys are not you, Ben, and maybe I'm generalizing. I probably am. I'm probably being
sexist,
yes. Double standard. I feel like it's very much a double standard of me to say this, but I do think that the guys are probably saying, hey, if this doesn't work out with her, think about all the girls that'll be after me after this.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong at all. I think it's very interesting, and that is true. I mean, once you get off, you know, the girls are all waiting, you know, but the question is it the right one? And I think the show really offers the ability to find the right one. But anyways, we are pumped out here at the Almost Famous Podcast. We've almost made it through our third off season. That's insane. And this is maybe going to be one of the best shows that we've had. But before we get into Bachelor news, I want to let everybody know that in What is it, Ashley? 2 weeks? I'm trying to look at our calendar here.
The season starts in 3 weeks. We will have a very special guest. Reveal it. Reveal it, Ben.
Becca, the Bachelorette. In 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. We'll have her on for a whole hour in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's insane.
That's
what are we going to talk about? I'm going to be nervous.
Oh, you are? I'm going to be a little nervous, too.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
She's like almost like a Rachel Lindsay to me. Like, you know, she's a little intimidating, but she's super sweet and super kind. But like, even when I see Rachel today, like, I kind of like get a little nervous just because like she is you know, a lady boss. Like,
no, she really is.
They definitely have a presence about them. All right. Anyway, we have to move on here. Ashley, what are your thoughts? NZK, the production company of The Bachelor, has come out with a new show. They've tried a couple shows here recently. Not all of them work. Actually, a couple have been very successful. The one with Andy Cohen called, help me out here, Ashley. What's the name of it?
Andy Cohen Show?
No, he's the host of anybody
Love
in
Connection?
Studio?
Oh, Love Connection.
Love Connection.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an NZK show that's doing pretty really well.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and then they have this one. The Proposal, which was just announced recently. The Proposal is being hosted by Jesse Palmer. He was The Bachelorette a few years ago, many, many years ago. I don't remember him as The Bachelor. I don't know how many people do. He's a professional football player.
I do.
He also worked on Good Morning America for a while. I don't know if he still is.
Yeah, he does.
Is this a good choice as a host?
Oh, yeah. I think he's like, he's going to be great with this. I'm not sure if he's still on Good Morning America. You're right. But he also does some entertainment reporting for, I think it's, why am I blanking on all these things? What's that European outlet for pop culture news? Help us out here, Mark.
It looks like he's working for Daily Mail.
Daily Mail. Thank you. Okay, yes.
Hey, Mark.
He hosts Daily Mail, which is, you know, a entertainment news program.
Okay.
And I knew Jesse Palmer even before he was The Bachelor because I'm a Giants fan and he was the hot backup quarterback. And then all of a sudden he became The Bachelor. And I was like, well, if I was old enough to go on the show, I'd be down with that Bachelor.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a Bachelor you remember. You think he's a great choice to host the show. He's good looking. He's intriguing. Are you going to watch The Proposal?
I guess. Yeah, I have to. I'm an NZK fan, and they're my family, basically. So, of course, I'm going to watch The Proposal. I had a couple friends that went to go to the first taping last week, and they say it's quite something. Like, proposals may happen on the show for real, and they may only know each other for a little bit. Just like when I mean a little bit, I mean less than we know these people from The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise.
Absolutely crazy. I actually had a friend of mine here in Denver, Colorado, who was going to be on the show. Actually, I helped him film his like casting video for the show. He really wanted to do it. It didn't happen.
Did he end up going on The Bachelorette?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
No, he didn't end up going on. It's interesting. I think, I don't know, Ashley. For me, these shows, do they work? What keeps an audience engaged? I mean, we've had the Married at First Sight show that's done really well. You know, we've had some of these like other dating shows that last, but a lot of them also kind of flutter away. What do you have to see in The Proposal to keep you hooked, other than being a fan of the production company?
I guess just like the small little glimmer of it actually working out. I think that's what it is on Married at First Sight. Well, I think it's like absolutely almost unhuman to just see your husband or wife for the first time as you're walking down the aisle to them. But then you're like, wait a second, how crazy would it be if this worked? So I guess there's just that little crazy outrageous factor that you tune in for.
But we forget, and I think this is one of the most interesting things, and I sat on a panel and talked about this the other day. We forget that not that long ago, actually, and actually in other places in the world today, arranged marriages are not a forgotten gesture. Like, those, they happen.
Oh, totally.
They're respected. And so,
and they work so, so often.
That's what I'm saying. Is I want to see if the percentages, I don't have the percentages in front of me, but I do know they're very high. They work so, so often. Because the grass isn't greener anywhere else. You are focused on, okay, this is my partner, and how do I make this work with this person? So the idea of not knowing somebody for very long or an arranged marriage, isn't one that I'm upset about. Like, I actually kind of wish, like, I would have just been set up to say, this is your wife, you got to build a life, and you're going to make this thing work. And I would have said, all right, let's do this thing.
I think it would have been, I think it would be perfect for you. You want to go on Married at First Sight next? I mean, I really think this could work. However, I know it'd be horrible for me, because I am just, it's got to, like, I can't make something work. It just has to naturally work. But yeah, arranged marriages, they're successful often. And I think it has to do with maybe the parents, you know, knowing their kids so well that they know who will be a good fit for them. I think my mom would be able to choose my sister's husband quite well.
I don't disagree with that. Hey, Ash, we have a caller on the line, but before we go to him, I got to run through the rest of these fast news really quick here. Biggest news, I think, to date right now is Vanessa Grimaldi dating somebody. We don't know who. Do you have any idea of who you think it is?
She talks about it on Dean and Jared's Help I Suck at Dating podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
She hints at it, but I don't think that it's somebody that we know.
That's interesting. Do you think, I mean, he's not in the Bachelor world, not in the Bachelorette world. From listening to the podcast, they sound serious. What do you think? Are you happy? I mean, you're obviously happy for her.
Yeah.
I mean, how do we dance around this issue? Do we just talk about it? Do we bring her on sometime to talk about a new relationship? I mean, this is a big deal, right?
I think it's relatively fresh.
Public breakup.
I think it's fresh. I wouldn't say that they've been dating any longer than 2 months. So maybe when she's really ready to be public with it, we can have her on.
Okay, I get it. I want to respect that, because I tell you what, I get that a public breakup is tough to go through, and you don't want to go public with a new relationship until you're exactly ready.
I
think that is very, very smart. All right, next news. Ari and Lauren, moving quickly. We've heard it, you know, a couple weeks ago from the therapist. They are moving and grooving in a way that we've never seen before. They've bought a house.
In a way we've never seen before?
I mean, I've never seen this. We're not even starting the Bachelorette season yet, and these people have traveled all around the world. I mean, good for them. I'm jealous, honestly. So if I say something negative here, it's because I'm just envious of their life. But, and then they bought a house. I mean, they're not slowing down.
No, they're not. They're in it to win it, as Randy Jackson would say back in the day.
Are they going to be the first couple to get married, you think, out of all this group?
Actually, I think they might. And if they don't do a televised wedding, I could see them just doing it this summer on their own.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I could do it. I'll send you a picture, actually, after the podcast here. I just officially got my ordination in Indiana. I can now illegally marry somebody in Indiana. My cousin has asked me, well, I can actually transfer it to any state, any 50 states. So if anybody's out there wanting me to, you know, do the ceremony, just let me know.
You know I do in the future.
Well, hopefully, Ashley, you can get married fairly soon. And on the next one, Nick Vile is on General Hospital. Is he a cast member? I'm reading that he's hosting something.
Yes.
Like, is this a new career for him? What's going on?
He's acting, but he's playing himself in an acting role. Like, he has a script, and he is playing the host of some sort of General Hospital ceremony that they have.
I don't know how good of an actor he is. I think he's probably pretty good. I haven't got to see him other than on his TV role, but I'm pumped. I'll watch General Hospital for Nick.
I would too. I totally would too.
Yeah. Hey, so much news in Bachelor Nation. More news with this podcast. One of our favorite sponsors is still sponsoring the podcast. It's a big deal, and they are Blue Apron. Round of applause, Blue Apron, please. So nice. Listeners out there, I am telling you right now, Blue Apron is worth it. It's a great investment. It's not only good for your time, it's good for your stomach, good for your taste buds, good for your overall health. And let me tell you a little bit more. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. Blue Apron offers three meal plans. Two-person meal plan, meals that obviously serve two people, choose from 8 new recipes per week with the choice to receive either 2 or 3 recipes any week. The family meal plan. Family meal plan serves 4 people. Choose from 4 new recipes per week with the choice to receive either 2, 3, or 4 recipes any week. And, Ashley, your favorite, the wine plan.
Mm-hmm.
6 bottles of wine from renowned winemakers delivered monthly for 6 weeks, starting when? Today. Blue Apron is teaming with Airbnb to bring you the best home cooking from around the world. Each week, our menu, Blue Apron Menu, will feature a recipe developed in collaboration with Airbnb experiences. Hosts like Cici, a chef from Shanghai who makes incredible Kung Pao chicken. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week. Check these out. Chicken quina tostada with avocado and refried beans. Roast pork and salsa verde with sauteed vegetables. Beef empanadas with roasted sweet potatoes and creamy zucchini. Blue Apron sends you only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Who doesn't want that? Who needs more hormones? I got enough. I'm 29. I'm just hormoned up right now. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free at blueapron.com/almostfamous. That's blueapron.com/almostfamous. Hey, Ashley, Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
I love the way you say that. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird at all. Ashley, we're going to throw it back many, many years right now to our favorite segment, one that we just love so much. We're going to do Who the Heck Are You? Jesse, help me out with your last name here.
It's Sinsack. It's like, Sinsack, like the trash bag, Sinsack.
Sinsack. That's amazing. Jesse, thank you for joining the Almost Famous podcast.
Thanks for having us.
Ashley and I are pumped to talk to you. Tell us about life today. What's going on?
I'm the father of three, the husband of one. Have a couple of businesses that I run, and life is busy, man. There's not a lot of free time. There's not a lot to cut out other than sleep at this point.
I get it, man. The kids have to weigh on you a bit. It's exciting, though. And you're married to Anne Luters, right? I'm saying the name right.
Correct.
I'm not good with names.
Correct.
Is she with you right now?
She's not. I'm actually running one of my businesses. I'm out. I'm sitting in my truck. My guys are looking at me like, hey, buddy, get out here in the heat and help us.
I know Ashley has a ton of former bachelor questions. She is a history nut when it comes to the Bachelor, but I want to know, when it comes to your businesses, you got to promote them a little bit. I mean, we got to help you out on the podcast.
Well,
what are you doing?
I own a couple of property management companies. I own Colorado Home Check based out of Colorado. I own Arizona Home Check based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And then I own Rocky Mountain Deck Company. And we build custom decks mostly for a lot of our luxury home clients that we manage homes for. And I just finished up real estate school and getting my real estate license. And I'm going to kind of parlay that all in my, the property management real estate business. So it'll be good. My wife's going to join me in that. So it should be, we'd be a pretty good team, I think.
You're absolutely crazy busy. Are you in Denver, Colorado? I am. I hear you talk about Colorado there. Is there any connection to Denver?
Yeah. So I moved from Cleveland, Ohio, Amherst, Ohio, 30 minutes west of Cleveland when I was 18. I moved to Breckenridge, Colorado and bought a place and spent about 15 years there. Met my wife there. And we got married and started having the little guys and girls, and her whole family is down in Scottsdale, so we moved down here to be closer to family. And now we're down here. We spend, 10 months a year down here, and then, kind of jump back and forth when it gets real hot down here to go back to Colorado to enjoy the beautiful weather there.
Awesome. Love it. Hey, well, I'm going to throw this over to Ashley here. Just to give a little background here, you won the final rose from Deanna Pappas back, I don't know, how many moons ago?
Decade.
And it was on how long is that? 10 years ago?
10 years, back pre-Jason Mesnick. Everybody's like, who's that guy? I'm like, the guy with the kid. They're like, oh, yeah, I remember him.
Unbelievable. Ashley, take it away.
How did your wife feel when she met someone that she really liked, but he had won a bachelorette season?
Well, so my wife was on Jason Mesnick season, so she kind of gets it. And then I started hosting all those reunion cruises, and that's where my wife and I kind of met. And when we first met, she wasn't into me, and I think that's why I was so into her. I was the one girl that didn't want to talk to me, and
you know, I was kind of the loud, obnoxious guy, and it ended up working out in the end. You know, we have three beautiful children now, Noah 7, Charlotte 4, and Carter 1, and life is good.
So you guys are one of the secret bachelor couples. There are so many in this world, apparently, that Ben and I have been learning week by week because, pardon us, yes, we should be educated on the entire history of the franchise. However, I mean, I didn't start watching it till I was 22, so I only know from Allie's season on. And,
oh, wow, you're a newcomer.
I mean, I guess so, but, you know, newcomer, that was 8 years ago.
It's true. It's true. Well, we were back in the day before it was cool to go on reality TV. See, we went on reality TV. There was no, you know, you didn't really get famous from being on reality TV. Now, if you go on and get sent home on night one, you get like 500,000, you know, Facebook followers. You know, it was different back then. I don't even think there was, I don't even think Twitter was around back when I was on. I'm not sure.
You know what? You are old Facebook. Because you're referring to Twitter and Facebook.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And now it's like Snapchat and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah, you guys truly had 15 minutes of fame. Like, it was only 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's no joke. It was quick. You blinked and see you later. On to the next season.
So
I wonder, Ashley, would that make it easier, Ashley, for you to go onto the show now? I mean, if you knew that, like, after the show's done, it's a forgotten piece of your life. Why wouldn't he just do all of these? I asked that the question towards you.
Why wouldn't he do all of these, or why wouldn't I do all of these?
Why wouldn't you do all? I mean, if you know that the repercussions from this show are very minimal, don't you think it would be easier than to decide if you're going to do it or not?
I think it's worse now, to be honest with you. So, like, here's what I get: phone calls all the time. So I'll give you guys a nugget here that you probably don't already know. And that is, on night one, the final four are picked, okay? What?
Wait a second. You're talking to a bachelor here. He knows how it goes.
Wait, is this Ben Higgins?
Yeah. This is Ben Higgins.
Wait, what Ben am I talking to?
Ben Higgins.
What's
you didn't
up,
know
dude?
That, huh?
I didn't even realize. I'm like, they're like Ben and Ashley, and I'm like, oh, all right.
Gonna be honest, Jesse, this makes it all less awkward for us because we honestly have no idea who the heck you are.
Well, that's great. That's perfect. That's awesome. Well, dude, you know how it goes. So on night one, you know, they basically...
Wait, time out. Can we just pause for a second and realize what just happened? You had no clue who you were talking to, and you're just going along with
it. No, I got a text message like, hey, do you want to go on iHeartRadio with Ben and Ashley? I'm like, sweet. Sounds like fun. I'm all in.
Did you think you were on a radio show and not a podcast?
Yeah, I had no clue what I was doing. They just, you know, I just...
This is so good. All right. Anyway, sorry, man. Keep going.
Yeah, I know. And you know that I was also on the show. So I wasn't up there with the top four, but I pretty much know how it goes.
Well, what's your last name?
Ike Nnedi, otherwise known as I.
All right. Fair enough. I like it. Well, you guys are both ninjas then. You already know what's going on. I thought I was talking to two random radio hosts that don't know about the show. So that's even better.
This is just so funny. This is the best material we've had so far.
Keep it organic.
Hey, but Jesse, tell us, what does happen to the top four?
Okay, so, you know, you go on your hometown date. It gets interesting. That's where they separate you. And that's when, I don't know, for me, I actually kind of realized that I was on a show, and it wasn't, I don't know, The whole rest of the time that I went through the process, it was just kind of like hanging out with friends. Our season, all the guys were super close. And I think that's what made our season, you know, so successful viewership-wise, was they could really see the bond. And so even though the producers were producing a show and creating problem, drama, solution like they do in every single season, the guys really did. I mean, when I got married, we had a lot of the guys from my season in our wedding as groomsmen because we really were close. So when it went down to Final Four and they separated us all and locked us all in separate hotel rooms, that's when the mind games sort of start because you're kind of sitting there and stewing on, you know, everything that's going on or what could be going on that you don't know about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the producers and the production team do a really good, you know, job of trying to distract you. Oh, you're going deep sea fishing today, or oh, you're going to do this today, or whatever the case may be. But it really is a mind bender to sit in there and think like, okay, well, if you're in love with this person, well, what the heck are they doing with the other guy? Or, you know what I mean? It's like, it's difficult.
You know what, Jesse? We do know what you mean. Sorry, I'm going to stop busting your balls right now.
No, it's all good. It cracked me up that I had no clue. I apologize. You guys are way more new school than me. You probably have a way better idea of what's cracking than I do. I'm old school.
I honestly, I have a couple questions for you here. Mostly, I'm impressed that you're so willingly able to give up your time to anybody that is associated to iHeartRadio. So thank you for supporting iHeartRadio. We love iHeartRadio. If you love iHeartRadio, if you're listening to the show and you love iHeartRadio, let us know by downloading the app, downloading our podcast, giving us great reviews because we need it, and also emailing us at BenAndAshleyiHeartMedia.com. Let us know how much you appreciate iHeartRadio. We could use it. Our team could use it. Jesse, I heard something that you said a little bit ago, and I'm still confused, and I'm trying to Google it as we're talking. I'm not finding much. You acted like these reunion cruises were a thing I should know about and that Ashley should know about.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So back in the day, if you go back to the very first Bachelor Pad and you watch the trailer for the very first Bachelor Pad, you will see footage of people like Natalie Getz, David Good, Jesse Kopac, all on a cruise ship. And basically what happened was that's where the Bachelor Pad and what is now, what is it, Bachelor in Paradise? I mean, he's been sued so many times over the name, he's changed it like 3 or 4 times. But that's where it all came from, was I used to host these reunion cruises so that all previous contestants could get together. I mean, we are a part of in a pretty incredible dating pool, if you think about it. We've all went through a very similar experience. We get one another. And it's really cool just to all get together. And I was actually thinking about hosting one this summer in Scottsdale and just kind of reaching out to some of you new schoolers and saying, hey, there's, you know, probably 500 of us old schoolers that you new schoolers don't even know exist. We'd love to meet you guys. We'd love to hang out and share stories and tales and talk about all the producers and all the silly things that we've seen happen over the years. And that's kind of how, you know, it all came along was we were all getting together on cruise ships and having a good old time. And production came to me and said, hey, we want to film this. And I said, well, I have a really good idea. Why don't we put 20 guys and 20 girls in a house like Survivor and do challenges and bring sponsors in, and let's call it the Castaways. And you know, the next thing I know, there's a show on, and Melissa Rycroft co-hosting it with Chris Harrison, and they called the Bachelor Pad, so it's pretty interesting.
Wait. You should have gotten producer credit for that.
Credit Mike Fleiss doesn't give credit to people. Come on, you guys know better than that.
Jesse, that was your baby, your brainchild.
No doubt. But you know what? I'm pretty stoked with life. I have the most beautiful family, I think, and I don't really follow the show too much anymore. But I think I'm the only guy with 3 Bachelor Bambinos. So I'll just take that crown and walk away, call it good.
3 Bachelor kids. I think you may hold the record right now.
Yeah, I think so.
So you're claiming, I just want to get this straight, you're claiming that you are the creator for Bachelor Pad.
I didn't say I created the Bachelor Pad. I said I created the Castaways, and the original idea was to bring 20 guys and 20 girls and create a show where we did challenges like Survivor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I did share this idea with production. They came and filmed it because they loved the idea so much, and they used the footage from my reunions. You can go watch it. In the Bachelor Pad, the first, you know, before they ever shot the first Bachelor Pad series, they used the footage from my reunion cruises.
That was like the sizzle reel. Show.
Exactly.
No way.
Yep.
Wow. Jesse, that's an incredible story.
Googleable facts. You can go Google that stuff.
Okay. So listen, I think that what you had was obviously a terrific idea. It turned out to be a huge part of the franchise. I've always wanted to, one, put Paradise on a cruise. So it's like not in Mexico, but next it'll be Bachelor on a cruise because I've been on 18 cruises in my life and I'm just a huge cruise fan. So you guys used to go on cruises just for like a reunion for yourselves, not for fans.
No. Well, so we did do some fan cruises, I think 1 or 2 at one point. But we did, I mean, it was awesome because we would go to the cruise line and be like, hey,
why don't you give us 50 free cabins and 50 food carts? And they're like, why would we do such a thing? And I'm like, well, I'll get you in People magazine for the next 4 weeks straight. And they're like, okay, perfect. And they would. And so obviously when you call all your friends from the show and you're like, hey, here's a, you know, ticket to go on a cruise for 5 days from, you know, LA to Baja and back, and here's a free booth card. Who's going to say no? Of course, you know, we're all single, ready to mingle and no jobs really, or whatever. And, so we all went, had a great time and, you know, it was cool. We met a lot of people, made a lot of friends and, you know, just had a really great time. It really was an incredible experience. How I met my wife. Met my wife on the first cruise I ever hosted.
Well, I will be calling Royal Caribbean after this. Just kidding. I've actually already emailed them multiple times about this. Get back it to me.
You're going to keep getting your ideas stolen, Jesse. You've got to be careful. Actually, I want to know today, just to fill Jesse in a little bit, if you invited a bunch of the newbies on a cruise, okay, take away the TV camera, so take away any type of parenting or restrictions, how wild does that get? I don't know if I could handle it.
So now when we used to do it, we were all obviously not married, no kids, and it was a whole different ballgame. And it got...
My point exactly.
Pretty incredible. But now, you know, you got to remember, I'm pre-Jason Mesnick. Jason Mesnick and I went final two, and Jason became the next Bachelor, and, you know, I won the season. So that's how long ago it is. So now Jason and I, he had a son then, but now we all have, you know, small children, et cetera, et cetera. So if I was to do one, and I did it here in Scottsdale, it would probably be, you know, a little, let's call it PG-13.
A little less lit.
Maybe PG-13 with maybe a evening splash rated R. But I think it would be way more chill than they used to be. I mean, there was a lot of photos that could not get posted to the interwebs back in the day because they just, would have gotten flagged immediately. There were a lot of hot tubs that had to be drained after our get-togethers. Let's put it that way.
Oh, come on. Oh, man.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Ew.
That's YouTubeable, too. There's a video of us after a reunion. We videoed the hot tub guy draining the hot tub, and he said, this water is spent.
Okay.
Ashley, does this happen in paradise? Is that the thing?
I've never gone in the hot tub in paradise. Proud of it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I wouldn't either. You get those weird bumps and stuff. Hey, Jesse, we appreciate you coming on, man. You've been great. Thank you for just coming on a random podcast that you had no clue what you're doing. And we're really happy you did.
Well, hey, I really apologize. I was unaware that I was in Bachelor, royalty. So my apologies. I had no clue who I was getting on. You guys are awesome. And I really appreciate you guys thinking of me and even having me on the podcast.
Hey, now we know who you are.
And you
well,
know
now me. I know who you guys are. Perfect.
Well,
you guys are as old as me and have a Facebook page. Hit me up.
This is so funny. We loved that part. All right, bye.
Take it easy, guys.
Hey, Ben.
Ashley, who the heck are you? This segment is not ending anytime soon. We're going to keep running it up until Becca's season of The Bachelorette with two special guests. One from Ari's season, I'm looking forward to that, a newbie, as we say, and one oldie, and one from Lorenzo Verghese?
Yes, Lorenzo was the prince.
We're absolutely killing you with names today. I have no clue who any of these people are. Lorenzo Verghese, he's the prince. So we have somebody from his season on, right?
Yes, that's who we're going to have in the next coming weeks.
So we have two really special Who the Heck Are You guests. I know all of you are thinking, how in the world are you going to sleep with those two guests coming up in the next 2 weeks of the Almost Famous podcast? Let me tell you how you're going to sleep. You're going to buy a sleep number, and if you don't, you're absolutely crazy. I've slept on a sleep number personally for a really long time, and I have a great back. I will tell you, my back feels good most days. I'm getting older. I'm 29 now, and I have zero body pain. I feel like I could literally be 22.
Are you supposed to have body pain by 29?
Ashley, I like to act like I'm older than I really am. Because
your soul is.
Yeah, it helps me prepare for the future. So, like, if I can sit down now and complain about how, you know, painful life is and how tired I am all the time, then I know when I'm 50, I won't be sad about those same complaints. And I tell you one thing, actually, one thing I do know, when I'm 50, I'll still be sleeping on a sleep number. And this is why. Maybe you've heard us talk about the amazing Sleep Number 360 bed. They're so smart. They respond to your every movement and automatically adjust to you, the sleeper. The great news is Sleep Number is introducing even more of these innovative beds. And their latest smart beds are even more comfortably priced. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. Or if you're single, which is completely fine, we respect that and we love that about you, then you can have really like two beds in one. One side firm, one side soft, roll over when you want. It's all good. You can just keep treating yourself to both firm and soft until you find that partner to sleep with. You can actually feel how it contours to your neck, shoulders, back, and hips, relieving pressure points for more proper spine alignment. There's even an adjustable snoring. How great is that? Ashley, do you snore?
No.
Okay, good. You don't even need to use this, but I'm sure there's people out there that do snore. Again, we respect that about you. We appreciate that about you. If you snore, that's okay. But please stop snoring. It's not good for anybody, including yourself.
Get a
Sleep Number adjust for that. I love my Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 75. Come in now to see the latest Sleep Number 360 beds with introductory savings up to $300. Plus, special financing. My car just got totaled. I think my car is worth $300.
Did it really?
So I'm telling you. Yeah, it did. It's just the analyte brakes ran out on it, so it's not worth me fixing because the total value of my car is literally $300. So I'm not going to fix it. And you could save that if you went in today and got a Sleep Number bed. Just at the Sleep Number store for details. There are about 550 stores, so there's got to be one near you unless you live in Timbuktu. Visit sleepnumber.com to find the nearest store near you today. Let them know that Ashley and Ben sent you from the Almost Famous podcast. We need you to do that just so we can keep doing the podcast, I guess. So do something for us at some point.
Ben, what kind of car is yours?
2008 Ford Escape. It's been my car since high school. That's a great question, Ashley. I actually have driven this car since high school. It was my dad's car before mine. My grandfather, who we've talked about in a previous podcast, actually had his own car dealership. And so one of my sentimental pieces on it is the back of the car has a sticker that says Graham Ford, which is the name of his car dealership in Converse, Indiana. And I don't want to get rid of the car because that's the last sticker left. And I have to keep that sticker. Like, it is my best memory of my, it's like one of the coolest memories of my granddad. I shouldn't say the best. That was overstating it. But like, to get a car, your very first car from your granddad, is a really special thing. So, as of 2 weeks ago, my car, all the lights came on. I no longer have anti-lock brakes. So I'm nervous it's going to shut down any moment. So I don't know what I'm going to do. If anybody out there wants to give me a car, I'd be more than happy to accept it.
You should ask Tanner. Tanner works at he's very, very high up at a Honda dealership.
That's a good point. He does that he does the financing for him. I'm going to go with Tanner. Ashley, you're so smart.
He's offered it to me, the deal.
I know that you have an update for me on one of the most popular things we've ever talked about on this podcast. I'm shocked that so many people loved it. Ashley, I'm nervous and I'm excited. There is something to do here with death again.
Yes.
And I don't know where this is leading.
All right, so last week we talked about diedinhouse.com, how I spent $11 to make sure that nobody died in my new apartment because I got such an amazing deal on it. I assumed that somebody must have died in a very graphic way in there. Well, that didn't happen. The $11 proved that nobody died in my apartment, which is great. So I was walking the dog a couple days ago. And I told my neighbor, my neighbor from the place that I've been in the past year and a half. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm moving, I'm going to miss you. You're the best part about living in this building, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but I got this amazing deal like down the street on this. And I was so shocked by the deal, I had to go use diedinhouse.com. And I was like, and it's clear, nobody died in it. And he goes, wait a second, do you know that somebody died in the house, in the apartment that you live in right now?
No.
Yes. The apartment that I lived in for the past year and a half, since September 2016, somebody died in it.
Joke's on you.
Joke is on me. I slept in it one other time since. I had one other sleep left in it. Thank God I didn't have more than that.
Out of respect for the person that has passed away, I know everybody out there listening, and if you want to get mad at me for this, go ahead, because I know everybody wants to actually hear it. Do you have any of the backstory?
Wait, do I have any of the backstory on the guy?
On the guy that passed away. Like, how did this happen? Was he elderly? Like I said, I had somebody pass away in my house, and that's completely fine with me. He was an elderly gentleman. He loved the house that I live in a ton. He lived here 50 years, so I have no problem with it. But, like, is this, like, some type of murder scene in your house?
No.
Is this a,
he had a terminal illness. He was in his mid-60s. He lived alone. Yeah, my awesome neighbor, Ed, is just like, he's like the Lavitz Kravitz of the neighborhood. He kind of knows what happens in every single apartment. I'm sure most of our listeners have no idea who Lavitz Kravitz is, but that's the neighbor on Bewitched, and she looks into the house, and she's always like, what suspicious is going on? Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, that's okay. So that again, I would not have a problem with living in a house with somebody. I mean, that's a terrible scenario, but I'm glad that your neighbor kind of showed you, Ashley, stop freaking out about this. Like, death happens. It's natural. Like, it's not super scary. So you can sleep in a house.
No. My neighbor's super dramatic. He got a huge laugh out of this. He thought it was a little bit creepy, too.
Oh, geez. Hey, anyways.
He's actually, no Ben Higgins.
I'm happy that you're moving on, but that is kind of funny how it all turns back. We haven't gotten a ton of stories from people over the last week about using, what do you call this website that you're talking about all the time now?
Diedinhouse.com that I did not get sponsored to talk about.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not getting sponsored to talk about it. But what I'm saying is I would love to hear from our viewers and our listeners today. Is it normal for Ashley to look on this website? Like, is this an acceptable thing, or is this just odd and she needs to stop right now? Because I don't know what to say.
You're oddly okay with living in a dead person house, and I'm maybe oddly not okay.
I think there has to be a compromise, so please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. We look forward to hearing your opinion and how we compromise and which one of us is weird or not. I mean, we both know we're weird. It's just, you know, who's weirder? That's kind of what we're going for.
Well, I have a confession to make. I really have no idea what I like in wine. So there's this service. It's called Wink, and it actually helps me discover great wine that I'm going to like. Like, my actual specific taste buds, it knows what my taste buds are going to like. It's called Wink, and it's going to help you not just choose wines based on how cute the bottle is. Wink, W-I-N-C, is a great way to discover wines that are personalized for you and shipped to your door, and it just starts at $13 a bottle. So this is how the quiz goes. It's called Wink's Palate Profile Quiz. It is going to ask you questions, like really simple questions that you actually know the answers to. Like, do you like citrus? Yes. How do you feel about salt? I like it a lot. I like it in my food, but I never put it on top of my food, which is like really weird, but like I love cheese. And then Wink takes it from there. You'll come home to a box of delicious Wink wine selected just for you, and it's going to be your favorite day of the month when you get this shipment. Duh. I mean, wine to your door. Each month, there are new delicious wines like the insanely popular Summer Water Rosé, perfect for this time of year. There are no membership fees. You can skip any month and you can cancel at any time. There's free shipping. And if you don't like a bottle, they'll replace it with a bottle that you do love, no questions asked. So if you want, you can discover great wine today. Go to trywink, that is WINC.com/almostfamous, and you'll get $20 off your first shipment. That's trywink, trywinc.com/almostfamous for $20 off. trywink.com/almostfamous. Try it out because there's nothing wrong about it.
Hey, Ashley, we have to move on quickly. Some couples in Bachelor Nation actually do stay together. Isn't that crazy?
Tis. Not really. Not really. I believe in it.
Ashley, we have an exciting spot coming up. We have Ashley and JP on the line right now, two of America's favorite people and maybe America's favorite Bachelor couple. Ashley and JP, are you out there?
Hi, how
hey,
are
guys.
You?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Hey, Ashley and JP.
Are you driving right now?
Yeah, where are you at, JP?
I'm in the car.
We can tell. No big deal. Hey, welcome to the Almost Famous. Yeah, this is. I'm glad you know who you're talking to. We just had Jesse, I'm not even going to try to say his last name, Cisnack, on the line.
And
he had no clue who he was talking to for the first 10 minutes of our segment. He literally at one point goes, wait, is this Ben Higgins? And I said,
that's really funny.
Yeah, so I'm glad you guys know who you're talking to. Ashley and JP. You literally are. Ashley's nice. We just love you. We talk about you a ton. I know the show loves you. I got to hear about you, too, all the time when I was a bachelor.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet.
What are you guys up to now?
You know, we're just living the normal life. We're just out of the spotlight, working 9 to 5, 2 kids, running around like crazy. I mean, we're just like normal people.
I was just recently, speaking of normal people, I know Ashley here is a big fan of you both as well, but I need to ask this, or I need to tell you this. I've stayed a couple times now at the Langham Hotel in Pasadena, and every time I go in, mentioned that's where the two of you got married, correct?
Yes, yeah. That's where we got married. Yeah. That place is so beautiful.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I was a big
fan. Really loved it.
I don't feel like, I mean, even though it's been a while since you two have been on the show, and you know, I feel like the essence of JP and Ashley has not left. The show is very
serious?
Proud of
you
two.
Are you just saying this to butter us up?
No, not at all. I mean, yeah, butter you up for what? I don't have much to get out of this. You came on the podcast already, so I'm good.
You're so sweet. We're blushing.
Oh, it's
you know
no,
what's
it's
so
nice.
Funny
so,
is, like, we feel like old news. Like, you know, we did this, like, what, 8, 9, 10 years ago? So it's like...
I think it was seven.
7 years.
Was it seven?
Yeah, it was seven, according to my deductions.
Okay, wait, we've been married 5. We're a year and a half. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it's more like 7.5. But it's so funny because when I watch now, I'm just as in it as anyone else. Like, I don't even feel like it was a part of my life. Like, that feels like a lifetime ago. It's so funny. Yeah, we're back to being fans.
I would agree with that. Ashley, my question, like, Ashley, you've been on the show.
Yeah.
Like Paradise and everything. It's Ashley Iaconetti. I guess we have 2 Ashleys on right now. Do you feel like that too? Because I get what Ashley and JP are saying. Like, I'm just a fan now. I don't really like, I don't feel like it was a part of my life as much anymore.
Uh-huh.
Really? You were just on the show in February.
Even then, like, I mean, I think when I watch it and I'm on it, like, I get it. But when I'm not on the show, I feel very distant from it.
I don't feel distant from it yet.
Yeah, I think you need a little more time.
Yeah, give it a few years.
I would say 2 years of no Bachelor airtime.
Is that going to happen for you?
Who knows? No, you guys, you're the first couple that I felt like I watched and I truly felt like they found their soulmates. Because, Ash, aww. I think your season was the second Bachelorette season I ever watched, but it was like just totally different from what I saw previously. I was like, this is real genuine, lasting love.
Aw, that's so sweet. He drives me crazy every single day of my life.
I know, but that's part of the fun, right?
That's part of love. Yeah, thanks.
What made it different? Like, what made it different for the two of you? I think Ashley and I both agree. We watched this and we realized that, you know, you two had something special. But what was it, in your opinion, what was that special something?
Steve, do you want to answer? I mean, I don't really know. Yeah. I feel like everybody asks us, what's the secret? I think we both went on the show for kind of like an experiment and just to see what would happen. Like, we had very low expectations. We went on just kind of as ourselves, not trying to achieve anything with no expectation of becoming anything. We already had our lives kind of set up for us, our career set up for us. So I think we went into it with very genuine emotions. And we just happened, it's just like going to a bar. Like sometimes you go and you meet someone, you know, you you find somebody that you love or you find somebody that you connect with. But for us, we were lucky enough just to find someone that we connected with. It was a totally weird environment. And then we just flourished after we got off the show, I think.
Yeah, I don't think the real relationship started till, you know, way after we got off the show. I mean,
yeah,
that was just the catalyst for everything. And it's just like in life, you know, relationships work. They don't work. People meet in the craziest ways. Like, we just happen to meet this way. And then we got on with our lives together. And fortunately for us, we grew together as opposed to growing apart, you know, like so many other couples do.
JP, you're still in construction, and Ash, are you still a dentist?
I'm in real estate development, yep, and she is still a pediatric dentist, yeah, so we kind of continued on our paths.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
Ashley, I'm going to have to be clear. I would love for you to ask Ashley and JP, because I would ask you myself, but I don't know if I communicate as well as you do. Your theory on why bachelorette couples work more than bachelor couples.
Oh, 100% I have the answer to this.
Well, why are you asking me this? This is a great question for the Ashley H.
Well, no, because I wanted you to share your opinion on why that works, and see if they agree or disagree.
Oh, because I think that I don't know. I don't know why I think that is.
I mean, 100%. I think it's because women can like dig through all of the BS, get past the looks, get past the sex appeal, and like find out what's really important to them. Like they can navigate through that. I think men have a more difficult time. Like there's so many like boobs and sex appeal and lust, and I just think they have a hard time navigating through that. So they're just.
Did you say boobs?
I said boobs. I said lust. Am I allowed to do those things? But you know,
boobs.
What I mean?
Like, I feel like... it's pretty PG.
Do you guys?
I don't know. I feel like men have a hard time with that, and women, you know what's important.
Well,
that's just my humble little opinion.
I'm totally crossing like a respect boundary when I bring this up.
What?
But you were a little lustful for Bentley.
Oh my goodness.
Who?
That dragged on way more on the show, on the airing, than it actually did in real life. In real life, it was like 3 days.
No. See? These are the kind of things we need to know on the Almost Famous podcast.
And weeks. And I was like, let it go, guys. Who cares? Like, get over it. Yeah.
That's hilarious. I like that, Ashley. That's what I love about you, Ash. You whispered because you felt like you were offending somebody. Like, not everybody can still hear you. you're whispering to be respectful of JP, even though I can't hear you on the other line.
I know. I just, like, Bentley is this character from the Bachelor past that I've always wondered why hasn't washed up on the shores of Bachelor in Paradise, because he's such a drama king.
Well, I think he's really smart, and he just chose to stay out of it because I think it affected his life. I think it really, really affected his life with, the way that he was, I don't know if I can say portrayed, or the things he did and how it looked. I think it really affected him. I mean, I don't know. I've never spoken to him. But I think that it really negatively affected him, and he wouldn't bring it back into his life. That would be my guess.
I wouldn't say it was a positive experience for him.
I just think he has a lot to lose if he went back.
Got it.
I'm looking at pictures. Yeah. I just Googled his name because I have no clue who y'all are talking about.
Uh-huh.
You know what popped up? A picture of you and Chris Harrison standing side by side. Ashley, you have to Google this. Chris Harrison looks so young. Like, so young. It's insane. I'm looking at this picture, and, like, honestly, like, he had to be, like, your age, right? I mean, he looks, like, the same age.
Oh, my God. I think Chris Harrison gets better looking as he gets older.
I totally think so, too.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And I also think one thing about Chris Harrison, when you meet him, he's so extraordinary and charismatic that he's, like, I love him more in person than I ever did from watching him, on The Bachelor. Like, there's something about him. He has a spark. He has something. I don't know.
He's got such swag.
Yes, that's what it is. Like, confidence. Mm-hmm. He's just so cool and funny. He swears, and I love it.
Jeez, I feel like Chris Harrison gets more love every year, and I get why. I mean, I love Chris, but I mean, that guy is literally like some of these hosts you kind of get sick of, right? Time wears on a bit. Chris Harrison time does not matter to him, and just the older he gets, the more relatable he gets with this next generation kind of coming up through.
Totally,
it's super impressive, and I think that's a part of his job that we don't give him enough credit for. It's just how relatable he stays to Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, everybody loves him.
Oh, so so good.
Greatest,
I got a question for you. It really is. What? Okay. As the Bachelorette winner, now you've kind of moved on, but if you could go back to those moments, was it tough for you to watch the show back?
So I didn't watch the last few episodes, but I think it's at that point, like I was fine for the majority of it watching it back, but at that point, the two of us had not seen each other in a couple months, and the novelty of hiding it all and it kind of wore off, and we really just wanted to be together, be out in the open, and move on with our lives. I think the last few episodes I didn't watch just because we were really just kind of sick of it all and wanted to move on. But it from what I did watch, nothing ever really bothered me.
JP, you are so overconfident.
That's because I had this thing locked up for like week two.
Oh,
maybe it was week three, but still.
Yeah, I think it was week three, babe, but it was fine. It's all good. One thing that I wrote you, so every day, from when I decided it was going to be JP, it was probably week three, or maybe two and a half, but I wrote him a journal entry every single day, like explaining, well, why I did this, and why I did that, and how I was feeling, and we still even have that journal, so... He kind of was really confident all along, and even playing it back, like he knew what was going through my head at certain times. So I feel like it was kind of easy breezy for us because it was such a clear choice for me. I don't know.
I love that story.
The journal really kind of like sealed it. Not that I ever had any doubts, but, you know, just when I thought that maybe there could be some doubts, you handed me this journal just kind of to reaffirm all of my thoughts through the entire quote unquote process. It was just,
I'm such a good girlfriend.
You were never my girlfriend. You were only my fiance.
Right, that's true. That's true. That's so weird.
That's lovely. I think that's a great idea for the future Bachelor and Bachelorettes to do, especially when they've like really figured out who their person is. And then the rest of it is all just going along with the TV show of it.
Yeah, because you would never really know. Definitely. I mean, you could take their word for it, but this was it was perfect. It was kind of what I needed.
I love that.
Yeah.
I got one last question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Who have you loved watching on this franchise since you guys have departed from it?
That's a good one.
I mean, other than you two?
So
sweet.
No, Ashley, I've never yelled at the TV more than at you. Like, come on, girl, you're so beautiful. You have so much going on. Like, get it together. Like, rock it, girl. Be confident. Like, you could be the most beautiful person in this whole franchise. But it's like, you don't know it.
Aww.
You know what I mean? It's like... Work it, girl.
Aw, thank you.
I want to put the TV like that too, but I'll just scream over the phone now.
Oh, well, I kind of like that I've invoked that emotion in you.
Oh, you know who I really loved watching, and you'll never guess? Ari.
Really? Ari. Why?
Yeah. I don't know, and I still can't put my finger on it. Like, all the past seasons, I've been like, okay, you know, I'm just a fan, but with Ari, I was really into it. I don't know, I just liked him, and I thought he was really, I mean, I thought he was sincere, and like, I loved the way he responded. I felt like he was really listening to them and responding truthfully and sincerely. I mean, it's unfortunate everything that happened and how everything happened, but in the moment, like, I really enjoyed his season.
That's nice to hear.
I like that.
Yeah, that's big of you to say. It is. It's nice to hear because I think even on this podcast, we've been overly tough on Ari. I think he had his own things going as the Bachelor that weren't great. But it's nice of you to be supportive of that guy because at this point, as we were talking about earlier, before y'all came on, he's really happy. They're buying houses together. They're traveling together. Yeah. If we hope that this show leads to love stories, he looks like he's found one. So let's celebrate that. And hey, I want to celebrate the two of you coming on. Thank you so much for coming on Almost Famous Podcast. Ashley and I really appreciate it.
No Thanks problem. It was on. Awesome.
Hey, we'll talk really soon, all right?
Okay, all right, have a great day. Bye.
Well, that was fab. And, well, I love being fit, which I sometimes am not, like right now. But I'm always fun. And you know who else gets a FabFitFun box like myself delivered right to their door every season. Khloe Kardashian, Bethany Frankel, Martina McBride, Ashley Tisdale, Ashley Simpson, Nikki Reed, Ayesha Curry, and so many more. We're all fans of the FabFitFun box. I find something in it every season that I rebuy and use, well, for the foreseeable future. Most of the country is wondering if spring is ever going to get here, because honestly, here we are in LA, and I think it's like 55 degrees today. That's not cool. But don't worry. The FabFitFun box for spring is available now, and it's here to warm you up. And you got to get it now before it sells out. Here are some of the contents in the spring box. There's a Rachel Pally reversible clutch, which you guys have heard me talk about a little bit before on this podcast. It's great because it's not like your standard clutch. It can hold a lot more because it's got a huge pocket. And then there's a Free People and Understated eye mask, which I love because it has this gel insert that you can freeze and then you can ice your face in the morning, as you've seen that I like to do on TV. It also really, really covers all the cracks. So it's perfect if you're on an airplane or just trying to get a very, very dark sleeping space. There's also a Anderson Lily candle, some Murad Skin Perfecting Lotion, and Physique 57's massage roller. Really, really like that. So be like me, be fab, be fit, and be fun. And check out FabFitFun.com and use our code ALMOSTFAMOUS so you can get $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. Again, that is FabFitFun.com. Use the code ALMOSTFAMOUS and get your box for $10 less. Treat yourself. FabFitFun, almost famous. That's all you got to know.
Ashley, I tell you what, I've really enjoyed our guest today. I think from Jesse to JP and Ashley to even the recap of the news, I feel like this podcast, this is a good off-season podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, I really love that interview with Jesse. I mean, who knew that he was the unspoken executive producer of Bachelor Pad and Paradise?
I hope that's true. And even if it's not, it's nice that he thinks that he is that in his own mind. It's really good. It's really nice. Hey, Ashley, I need to talk to you about something.
Oh, is it Ben Bitches? Are we here yet?
We're here. And this is something that I need to talk through with you.
Okay.
I
need to really?
To you. Yeah. Here's the thing. Tell me if I'm crazy and tell me if I'm off. But there's one thing that people do, and they seem to be impressed by it, that just completely grosses me out. And here's why. I'm okay with humans being human. I'm totally all right with us releasing ourselves in whatever way we see fit or we need to. But there is a time and a place. There is a respect level to how we do it. And what I'm talking about today is burping. Really, really anti-burping person. I think it is absolutely disgusting, and here's why.
Okay.
I really like people, and I find people very intriguing. But my issue is that when you burp, it's coming out of your mouth. And that's the same mouth that could potentially, in my world, if you're a female, in other worlds, whatever you're into, I could be kissing that mouth. I'm all right with farting. I think that's great. I get it. You need to release yourself. But when you burp out loud, especially in front of me, and especially when I can smell, there is nothing in my life that disgusts me more than knowing that that came out of something that I could be intersecting with. So with that, my bitching today, and here's my thoughts towards people, is when you're in a restaurant around a bunch of people, when you're in line at a grocery store around a bunch of people, when you're out having drinks around a bunch of people, at a bar, at church, at school, be respectful to the people around you. Take a step away. Stop disgusting or grossing everybody out. You're disgusting. If you've got to burp, do it quietly. That's what bathrooms are for. I'm sick and tired of smelling what's coming out of your stomach. I don't need to. You agree?
Yes. You know why I like that? Because you didn't take it back. There was no sermon. You just hate burping. And I think burping's disgusting too. I think it's funny you're like, you know, I don't want to smell what's coming out of your stomach. Well, the same thing is happening when you fart. And I have to say, my mom hates it. She was one time listening to the podcast, and she listens to it all the time, but she was like, you use the F word. And I was like, no, I didn't. It's PG. It's like PG. And she's like, no, you use the word fart. I hate that word. And I'm like, okay, really? You know what? I hate that word too, but pass gas sounds just as gross. So
like puff bubbles, puffing gas, something like that. Yeah, it's so gross.
It's all gross, but I have to say that I'm a farter. I am not a burper. There's also tooting. But yeah, I don't like it all. I don't like it all. But I'm a farter. I barely ever burp. I always say that I burp like maybe 4 times a year, and they're like the littlest things. You're like, oops. But there is something disgusting about like having a friend who's just like sitting in your family room and constantly burping. And then like you can keep it in your mouth. Like you could burp and like have your mouth closed, and then you just, you know, breathe out your nose. It's just you don't have to make that sound and then like blow it out. Bleh.
I'm with you. No, so, I mean, I think there are two types of people in the world. Party people and burping people. At the Ben and Ashley at iHeartMedia.com. Email us. Let us know, who are you? Why are you the way you are? And what would you rather be around? A room full of burpers, a room full of starters? And there is no neither. Okay? This is not a neither question that you take you easy road out, listeners. Step up for once. Be honest with yourself. Speak openly. Are you a starter, burper? And what room would you rather be in? There's no in between here.
People are going to say that burping doesn't spread the smell as potently. And here's the thing. Mm. You're right. But at least with farting, you can like go to the bathroom, like squat down, and then you get it all out.
Oh, Ashley, I just got a mental image. That is so unbelievable. Hey, Ashley, today's been a blast. I want to throw a quick thank you to Jesse. For coming up, I'm not even going to try to say his last name again. It's just too much for me. JP and Ashley, they're awesome. So in love. So great to listen to. Encouraging for all of us. And thank you to all of our sponsors. This podcast could not happen without you. And thank you to listeners. You are the ultimate hero here. You keep this going. You keep this flowing. We are 2 weeks away from talking to Becca, the next Bachelorette. And I'm telling you right now, this will be a season to remember. It will be historic. I cannot wait to watch your love story unfold. Ashley, you're awesome as usual. And with that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley.
Talk to you soon.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.